The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Greg Madison, CEO of Shield Therapeutics. STX is ticker there. Greg, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Justin, good morning or good afternoon to you, and thanks as well.
Yeah, and it's been a busy few weeks for you. You've announced some big news here: collaborative sales agreement signed with Viatris, and also completion of a $18.5 million equity fundraise. We'll talk about that. Before we do, as always, Greg, for people learning about the story, maybe just give them a brief background summary on what Shield is all about, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, Shield is a commercial stage pharmaceutical organization. We have our product, Accrufer, which is a treatment for iron deficiency with or without anemia. And we launched that in the United States back in July of 2021. We've established a very nice foundation there. We also have out-licensed deals in Europe, China, Canada, and South Korea. And we've got a lot of exciting news to share here, but we feel really good about our core product, Accrufer, and its ability to help literally millions of patients worldwide that suffer from the effects of iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the news about the collaborative agreement with Viatris. Take us through that. Who are they? What's this about? How did this come about? And what's it going to do?
Yeah, so we did two big things, as you alluded to. One, we signed this commercial partnership agreement with Viatris, and we also had a really positive equity fundraise, pending shareholder approval. And we'll talk about both those. But first and foremost, as I just stated, we launched our product Accrufer in the U.S. back in July of 2021 with a small commercial team of about 30 salespeople out there in the field, relatively limited spend. And when we launched, there was no awareness of Accrufer in the U.S., so nobody had ever heard of the product overall. So over the past 18 months, the team has done a very nice job across the board of increasing, sales prescriptions overall, generating awareness of Accrufer, developing a baseline of payer coverage here as well. And we're very, very pleased with what the team has done. That being said, we've been talking about consistently that we need to, what I call, scale up the business, right? And really, step up here. This is a very, very large market. There's over 13 million prescriptions of oral irons written here in the United States every year. So all told, this is a $2.3 billion market. So, while we've kind of been working and establishing this foundation, we have had the benefit now of attracting a very, very strong partner in Viatris that wants to join us, on our mission here to get as many patients as possible, on our product Accrufer to treat their iron deficiency anemia. So Viatris is a very large pharmaceutical organization. They've got 37,000 employees worldwide. What's important for us here in the U.S. as we do this co-promote is, it dramatically increases the level of commercial resources available for Accrufer, right? And if we dramatically increase those commercial resources, we fully expect for Shield and for them that we're going to dramatically increase revenues. For Shield, it helps us decrease our time to become cash flow positive. In all told, for Shield, again, it's a much more efficient way to kind of drive our business and requiring less capital across the board. One quick example, when I say the commercial resource expansion, what that really means in real life here. So we've had 30 salespeople calling in about 3,500 healthcare professionals here in the U.S., primarily women's health and primary care physicians. We are now, in combination with Viatris, going to have 100 salespeople out in the field. We're going to call now on over 12,000 healthcare professionals overall. And this is a very, very promotionally sensitive product. So the ability to get in front of more doctors and do it more frequently overall, we expect is going to have a very, very positive effect. So we've got very, very high level of excitement about this new partnership. And we really think this is exactly what we have been looking for at Shield here to help accelerate the Accrufer adoption.
Yeah. So I said, you've got the demand there. You just need to scale it. And Viatris will help you do that. That's very exciting. Take us through the equity fundraise then, if you could, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as part of this, work that we've done both as Shield, but now obviously looking forward with Viatris, we've been able to successfully raise $18.5 million of new equity That is obviously pending shareholder approval, and our shareholder meeting will be done on January 5th. But we were able to attract, so I guess two things. One, we had very good, strong support from existing shareholders. So our largest shareholder, AOP, was very supportive in the deal. They participated as well. So very good support from existing shareholders. But we also attract a real strong bevy of new investors into the story here as well. And I think what they liked about it was, you know, what I stated before is that, you know, we as Shield have done X with a small team. Now we expect we're going to do Y in partnership with this Viatris agreement. So we're really pleased about that that equity raise. And, you know, I don't think I need to remind the audience, it's a challenging time right now in the markets, you know, so to be able to have that level of support, we are very thankful and appreciative of, and I think it ties into what our story is. Now, that equity raise, again, pending shareholder approval, goes right alongside another $10 million in debt that we did from the from our largest shareholder, AOP, plus a $5 million upfront that we received from Viatris as part of the signing. So net altogether, you know, following final shareholder approval, we'll have $33.5 million into the organization that is going to go to good use to exactly scale our organization, you know, bring our own field force, you know, in-house and expand that as part of the Viatris agreement. And we expect this capital should allow us to get to cash flow positive sometime towards the end of 2024. So, you know, all told, just a very, very positive kind of 1-2 punch, if you will, over the last couple of weeks here.
Yeah, well, this sets up nicely for 2023, doesn't it? You're right there about it being a difficult market. I've spoken to so many brokers of late saying it's one of the hardest markets ever to raise money in. So, you know, you've done well there. But like I said, this is a good base now to start off and jump from for 2023, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Couldn't have said it better myself, right? Well, so with the work we've done, now it's a big partnership, you know, from a large commercial player that has a lot of resources in hand. The successful equity raise, again, pending shareholder approval, but in combination with the other capital, you know, we're capitalized. We've got great momentum, good business, strong partner to work alongside us. We're feeling very optimistic about our future.
Yeah. Okay, Greg, if you could then, three reasons if someone's listening to this and they like the sound of what you're doing but are not yet following the story, three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Shield Therapeutics to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. First and foremost, we have an excellent product. Our product, Accrufer, the treatment for iron deficiency, it's the first and only FDA-approved oral iron treat iron deficiency with or without anemia, regardless of the etiology or the cause behind it. So very, very good product, excellent results in clinical trials, and a very large market opportunity here with millions of patients suffering from this. Number two, you know, kind of mirroring what we said, you know, very strong foundation laid. Now that's going to get accelerated in combination with the partnership with Viatris, which brings just a bevy of stronger commercial resources to work with us here and go after that $2.3 billion market. Then third, we're capitalized, right? So the ability to successfully capitalize your business in this day and age, when we did it with a combination of debt, you know, equity and the upfront overall. So your creativity is the key here, but we feel very good about, you know, where we are from a capital perspective in a very difficult market, and look forward that that capital now allows us to really concentrate on execution of points one and two.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Greg, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on. So hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin, for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.